You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webster.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from East West Animal Hospital is
Dr. Linda Register,
here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets. The number to give us a call is 877-807-4048. That's 877-807-4048. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Justin, and he'll put you on the air with us. So pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk with you. The show is produced in-house by executive producer, Mr. Bob Page.
Hey there, sir.
What's up, buddy?
Lovely day.
We have a special guest joining us in this hour. Her name, everybody knows her as the ever-so-famous and attractive actress Dee Wallace. She's going to be joining us. She's from E.T., Cujo, celebrating 30 years right now. And we're going to be talking with Dee in just a couple of minutes. And once again, I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
877-807-4048. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk pets. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
We want to welcome onto the program the ever so lovely and talented Miss Dee Wallace. Hey, Dee, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Fabulous. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. It's nice to have you on the show with us again. We spoke actually a couple years ago, I think.
You know, you sound really, really far away to me.
Do I? I am far away.
You sound like you're in a little cave or something.
I'm in Tampa, Florida.
Which is like a little cave.
Where are you at, actually? What part of the world are you in?
I'm in Woodland Hills, California, right outside of L.A.
Is it warm out there now?
Oh, it's a beautiful 80-degree day.
Wow. Better than here. It's probably like in the
50s here. Yeah, we're kind of blessed out here, for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely a nice part of the country.
But give it a couple days, and we'll be back in the 80s as well.
Oh,
well,
yeah, really?
I want to introduce you to Dr. Linda. That's Dr. Linda Register, and of course, our producer, Mr. Bob Page.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
And then, of course, everybody who listens to us across the country on Talking Pets here.
Hello,
I understand.
Fabulous people.
I understand you're a radio person yourself. Is that true? You've got two internet shows that you do, don't you?
I do. They're free call-in shows. You know, I'm a healer also, a clairaudience channel, and they're free call-in shows for anybody that wants to know, like, I know I want to make money, Dee. Why the heck aren't I? And I know I don't want to have this disease, so why do I? And stuff like that. They're pretty powerful shows. So both of them listed on the homepage at IamDWallace.com if you want to check them out.
Definitely. IamDWallace.com. That's what it is?
That's my website, yeah. And both shows are listed on the homepage.
So you're a speaker. You're also a spiritual teacher. And then you're a healer as well. So you get into a lot of different things. And you also have a new book coming out soon, don't you, called Bright Light?
Yes, it's out. Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting. It's awesome.
Is that available in bookstores and online?
Yes, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If they don't have it, you can ask them to order it. But you can get a good deal on Amazon right now on it.
Now, so people, I would imagine most everybody knows Dee Wallace, of course, because you were the mom on E.T., you fought that big dog on Cujo, and, you know, you've been on, like, over 400, you know, commercials and television shows and everything else, but just so everybody kind of understands, where were you born? Where did you grow up?
I was born in Kansas City, Kansas, and I grew up there my entire life, never left until I left for New York to seek my fame and fortune. So I went from Kansas to New York by myself, and you know, I attribute a lot to the naivete of the good old fashioned Midwestern upbringing, because in a few short 5 years, I went from never having been out of Kansas to starring in one of the biggest blockbusters of all time, which is pretty, you know, pretty amazing in my industry of acting.
Did you,
when you climb up that fast when you don't know anybody?
Yeah, that was your first major role, actually, was, you know, being, you know, the mom, Mary, actually, on E.T., and you were the mom to three kids.
You know, I did 10 before that with Blake Edwards, and was in The Hills Have Eyes and The Howling I did before E.T.
Wow.
I think I remember seeing
I've seen all the movies. I've seen The Howling, and I've also seen, of course, everybody has seen 10. Everybody knows that scene with Bo Derek when she's jogging.
I haven't seen 10.
Slow-mo.
I know about 10. I was a little young when it came out.
I like 10. I thought 10 was a great movie.
Oh,
10's
a great movie. Dudley Moore is fabulous in it.
What was it like working with him?
Oh, it was like working with the big brother that I love. Yeah, we had a great time. I mean, there was no ego, and just, he was just, you know, I was pretty much straight out of Kansas, and he was, he just was the greatest guy. We danced on many tabletops in Mexico.
You know, it's interesting because Bo Derek, I did meet her a couple of years ago, and she's also big into the animal world.
Yes, she is. She does a lot of work with animals, and as I do. I just sent a beautiful tithe and gift to Delta Rescue out here. Leo Grillo used to study acting with me at Charles Conrad. And one day he came in and he said, you know, I love animals so much, and there's so many of them that are homeless. I think I'm going to start a shelter. And I adopted two of the first dogs that he took in.
Wow.
And he's been at it ever since and has one of the biggest reserves. It's a no-kill reserve out here, and it's a beautiful thing, our little furry friends.
Well, you should drop him my number and everything and have him give me a buzz. We'll chat on air about his
I would
shelter.
Love to do that. He's a great interview, too. But, boy, he's done some amazing work out here on behalf of our little furry friends.
You know, I got to tell you, when you got the role of the mom, Mary, on E.T., I remember, and I was pretty young back then, and I was at the theater watching this movie, and it's almost like yesterday. I can remember the part of the theater I was sitting in. I was sitting with a friend, and we were watching E.T., and I love the movie so much, but the one thing that got me going was the part where Drew Barrymore goes into the bedroom, and E.T. is kind of hiding in there, and then they came face-to-face, and then the head on E.T. just went flying up in the air, and they both started screaming at each other.
Yeah.
I laughed for 10 minutes straight. My friend could not get me to stop laughing. I almost peed myself. I was laughing so hard.
I still watch that movie. I still laugh. I still cry. You know, it's our Wizard of Oz. It's going to last forever. It's a heart film. It tells the truth about love, and it's just, you know, what a blessing that I got to be a part of it.
I know that my daughter, who is now 18, growing up, actually broke two VHS cassettes watching it over and over and over and over. Yeah, she was pretty excited when she heard you were on the show.
Now, you know, I have a whole new group of fans. Little four-year-olds are coming up going, E.T., Mommy.
You know, it is like The Wizard of Oz. It's one of those movies that will never go away. I mean, it will always be there. And Bobby actually works up at Universal Studios, my producer here, and I've ridden that E.T. ride over and over and over, and it's probably one of my favorites.
Yes, and they took it out, you know. It's not at Universal anymore, but it is in Florida.
Yeah, Orlando.
It is in Orlando.
Yeah.
It's too bad they took it out of the one in L.A., that in that area, because it's a great ride, and it's great for the family, and that's the thing that I love about it. Dee, there's so much I want to talk to you about. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We've got to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with Dee Wallace. If you've got a question or a comment or a hello to Dee, you're welcome to give us a call at 877-807-4048. It's a toll-free telephone number. That means the call's on us. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 877-807-4048. Once again, I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
And we're speaking with Dee Wallace. This is Talkin' Pets.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Swipe It's a revolutionary new product that literally swipes away cat hair from virtually
any surface. You know, most of us struggle with a roller or vacuum cleaner to clean up cat hair, but anyone who has tried either of these knows they just don't work very well. But Swipit's patent pending glove has a magnetic-like quality that removes cat hair from almost everything. And best of all, Swipit's is machine washable, so you can use it over and over again. To order, just visit swipits.com. That's S-W-I-P-E-T-S. A simple solution for shedding.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
The number to call is 877-807-4048. That's 877-807-4048. We're speaking with Dee Wallace. We're talking about her film career and her as not only a speaker, but a spiritual teacher and also a healer as well. You know, when we went out to the break, Dee, we were talking about your life and E.T. and all. Was it all animatronics or whatever? Or like, how did they make E.T.? I mean, was there...
Oh, no. I mean, there were so many different kinds of E.T.s. And there were some that were run with hydraulics. But there were a lot of costumes and several little people, I think is the politically correct way to say that were inside the costume that brought it to life. There was also a little boy that had no legs. And they turned him upside down, and he walked on his hands, and that's how they got the great walk that E.T. did. We had a mime that did all of the handwork and the arm work. So a lot of talented people went together to create E.T. coming to life.
It's interesting because there was a dog. You had a dog, a family dog in the film, and I did notice, actually, I thought it was interesting to see the relationship between the dog and E.T. What was it like being on the set? How did the dog react to E.T. when he first saw him?
I don't think I've ever been asked that question in 30 years.
You're on an animal show. I got to ask you that one.
Well, you know, the dog reacts to the trainer. You know
True.
That.
Yeah.
And so whether he's standing next to an animatronic or a person or a kid or another animal, if the animal is well-trained, it's all about what the trainer's signals are and what the trainer wants him to do. That he's there to live and serve the trainer. I can tell you from working with the five dogs on Cujo, best trained animals I've ever worked with, and I have worked with a few, those St. Bernards were just unbelievably well-trained.
How many St. Bernards did they use?
Five.
There were five total?
There were five, and then there was a Labrador that they tried to put in the suit to get him to do some stuff, and he wasn't going to have any part of that. And then we had a stuntman in the suit, and the hardest shot, the most difficult shot to get was the dog coming, breaking through the glass at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
None of the dogs would do it, and so we tried the Labrador. He wasn't going to do it. The stunt guy, of course, did it, but they really, really, really wanted to get it in slow motion for the impact, and so finally Carl Miller, our amazing trainer, got one of the St. Bernards, and he said, look, guys, you get one shot. That's it. So we had two cameras, one going at regular speed and one going at slow motion, to get that dog coming through. Of course, it was not real glass. Of course, mm-hmm. It was fake glass, so the dog wouldn't get hurt. And I just want everybody to know that's seen that film, the dogs were taken ever so much better care of than I was.
So that's usually the case.
Know that those, yeah, animals on the set are so highly protected and loved and cared for.
As they should be.
Yes, they should be, right. They don't have the choice that we have. I can go, you know, guys, I think this looks too dangerous.
So what can you tell us about your upcoming role that's going to be aired soon?
Yeah, you're going to be on Grimm.
Yes, and the preview was on last night. It airs next Friday night. And I'm one of the Vesson. I'm one of the Wolf family. I play Monroe's mother. And it's just more fun than I've had on a set in a heck of a long time. beautiful riding, just a great... Oh, my little white shepherd just came in to say hello.
Tell him we said hi.
They say hi, Savannah. I play Monroe's mom, and, you know, he's going to be engaged to Rosalie, and then we find out Rosalie is a different species. So we're very happy, and then everything kind of hits the fan, and that's about all I can give away, I'm afraid. But, oh, wow, I'm just, you know, I'm have a recurring on it. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I hope it lasts for a long time because it's such a great group of people. And now, one of the best parts I've gotten to play with in a long time.
Rosalie, her real name is Bree Turner? That's Bree Turner on this? Okay. And then Monroe, who's going to be your son on the show, his real name is Silas Weir Mitchell.
Uh-huh. That's right.
I see. Actually, I'm going to put a prediction that I think you're going to be on the show for quite a while.
Your mouth to God's ears, baby. That would make me so happy.
I'm kind of looking forward to it. I haven't seen last night's episode yet, but I guess Rosalie takes Monroe to meet her mother, who I didn't know was still alive, because on the show, her father has passed, and she's taken over her father's essentially herb business, but it's for Vessin. So, because they're different species, and they're supposed to be enemies.
So.
So, but one thing I don't understand, and I know you're not a writer, so you can't say it. I mean, there are times when people, you know, other Vessin see Nick and they know right away he's a Grimm and they want to get away from him. And then there's others, you know, they interact with him for like, I don't know, a considerable amount of time. And all of a sudden they know he's a Grimm and then scared. I just don't get the inconsistency with that. That bothers me.
What it is, because I do have your answer, madam.
Okay, good. Because I want to know because it bugs me.
Because I was also confused. The other people cannot see that he's a Grimm unless they're turning and they see that he can see them turning.
Okay.
So for the people who are not familiar with Grimm, these Grimms are actually what? Criminal profilers? Is that right?
No. This is a whole otherworldly thing. He is somewhat of a criminal. He's a cop. He's a cop in real life. But there is a lineage, and it kind of goes back to the stories of Brothers Grimm. So there are people who are actually other creatures.
Yeah, basically, pretty much everybody in the show belongs to a certain species. And if you think of it as dealing with all the prejudices and racism and fears of, you know, other countries and all that, that's really what, to me, what the show's about. And the younger people, for example, my son playing Monroe is a Blutbaden. And Grimms have been our violent adversaries since pretty much the beginning of time. Now my son is best friends with a Grimm.
Dee, hold on to that thought. We got to take a little break. We're going to come right back with Dee Wallace and talk a little bit more about Grimm and her life. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Introducing the new Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection, exclusively at PetSmart. I created it for the pets that rock your world.
Shop the Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection and celebrate PetSmart's 25th anniversary with up to 25% off thousands of items on the PetSmart site. Plus free shipping on orders of $49 or more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com. That's PetSmartDeal.com. PetSmartDeal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Werber from Ask the Vets with Dr. Jeff here on Pet Life Radio. We want to hear from you. Listen in. We're on every Thursday, 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Time here on PetLifeRadio.com. We are here for you. We're trying to make life with your pets even better. I know that's hard to believe. It can even be better than it is, and hopefully it's fantastic already. The goal here is to answer your questions, help you out with your problems, anything you really wanted to know, but maybe you're afraid to ask your veterinarian, or maybe it was just too expensive to go to your veterinarian just to ask a few simple things. So that's what you got me for here at Pet Life Radio, Ask the Vets with Dr. Jeff. Call in. We'll see you here on Thursdays.
Let's talk pets on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
with this hour's Talking Pets news from the USA Today, live from the ranch. Here's your host, John Patch.
Out of New Paris, Pennsylvania, state police have been investigating a tanker truck crash that spilled about 6,000 gallons of raw milk onto privately owned marsh and meadowlands. Although milk isn't a hazardous material, it can kill fish and other aquatic life if it reaches a waterway in high concentrations. Dr. Linda?
Florida Cape Canaveral. Scientists continue tracking Catherine, a 2,300-pound great white shark lurking off the space coast of Florida today, reported. Catherine was tagged in August off Cape Cod by researchers at OSearch.
In Little Rock, Arkansas, zoo officials said they don't know whether they'll replace some of the large animals that died at the zoo in 2013. A lion, a rhino, an elephant, and a giraffe died last year.
Lincoln, Nebraska. Truckers who spill manure will face a minimum of $250 fine if a bill advanced by the state legislature becomes law.
I wonder what that means, like, for like carriage horses that poop on the roads. Same thing?
It's manure. I don't know. It just doesn't fall off a truck.
In Auburn, New York, two competitive fishing events are expected to boost tourism this summer. A Bassmaster Elite Series tournament on Cayuga Lake, August 21st through the 24th, and Governor Cuomo's Governor's Challenge on Owosco on August 21st.
Riley, North Carolina. 10 endangered red wolves have been found shot to death in the last year near their Tyrell County Refuge. The State Wildlife Resource Commission this summer allowed coyote hunting in the area, but hunters confused the two animals.
In Tallahassee, Florida, record rainfall is now flooding the freshwater depleted Apalachicola Chattahoochee Flint region, which could bode well for the ailing oyster population in the Gulf.
Cape Girardeau, Missouri. A canine shot and killed by landowners in November has been identified as a gray wolf, a rare find that scientists call a migratory shift of the endangered species from the more populous Great Lakes states where it still thrives. The animal did not have a microchip tag or tattoo to identify it, so wildlife scientists relied on DNA testing.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Pick up the phone and give us a call. 877-807-4048 is the number. That's 877-807-4048. Pick up the phone, give us a call. If you've got a question or a comment for Dee Wallace, we're speaking with her right now for a couple more minutes. Also, you can check us out live on the webcam at talkinpets.com. Just click on Watch Live, and there we are. And please join us on Facebook and Twitter. You'd find information like you would know that Dee was coming on the show today because we tweeted that out to over 20,000 people now. So join our family there at talkinpets.com. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk to you, of course, about your pets. But if you've got a question or a comment for Dee Wallace, she's joining us right now on the show. The number is 877-807-4048. A big shout out to Bob Taylor and everybody out there at State College, Pennsylvania. We are now on there all 3 hours of the show on their FM dial. So big shout to you guys there. And I know they listen to us on Sunday nights. So we're taped over to those hours. But a big shout out to Penn State, my alumni there. 877-807-4048. That's the number. Once again, we're speaking with Dee. And Dee, we were talking about Grimm and, you know, and the whole longevity that you're going to have on that show and that, you know, you're going to boost the ratings and it's going to be, it's on NBC's Friday nights, right?
Yeah, I'm asking all my fans, please tweet it and Facebook it and let the network know that you love it because I sure really would like to be on it for a while.
Good. I like I said, predictions, I think you're
doing. And one of the characters is the veterinarian on there, although she hardly ever seems to work. And some of the scenes when she is working irritates my husband to no end. Because one of the scenes, Juliet, who is, I guess, fiance to the Grimm, because they're not really married, but they're living together. One of the scenes, she's doing surgery on a cat that had gotten into a cat fight, and she's gowned up and mask and everything. And then when they pan out, it shows the owner right there, right beside her, no mask, no gown, no nothing.
Uh-oh.
And my husband about went off. He's like, that's not how they do it. It makes the field look bad.
And then he's like, having lunch with the producers, and I will give them that note for you.
Thank you.
Isn't
You're
it true?
Welcome.
Sean Hayes is one of the producers, isn't he?
About my pet.
Okay, good.
I have a beautiful white shepherd. She's about 15, and she's getting these fatty lumps all over her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also getting these, funny, they look like kind of little pimples, but they're, you know, they're little growths, and she's got them on her snout and on her back now. And the vet, one of them, one of the fatty things grew out instead of in, and we had to have it taken off. And the whole place that's shaved now just got really hard. Her skin got really hard and crusty.
Uh-huh.
So now she's on antibiotics. Anybody have a clue about what's going on?
Well, there's a lot of older dogs will get a lot of warts, and without me seeing them, and sometimes underneath they'll look white, like there's a pimple or sebaceous cyst. Probably the best treatment, especially if she has a bunch of them overall, is I think you ought to seek out a Chinese medicine doctor and see about getting her on some Chinese herbs. And for the ones that are like getting oozy and crusty, there are some topical formulas that can be used so you don't have to give her as much antibiotics. And you're in California, so there's a holistic doc veterinarian on almost every corner out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know of a good one.
So, that's the route I would go with a dog her age. Because, I mean, while old age, and I mean, 15 is really old for a shepherd.
Yeah.
You've done a really good job to get her to that age, and a white shepherd, you know, at that.
And you know, she power walks with me every day. She's still got a lot of energy. She just has these growths all over her now.
Yeah, and the thing is, if they do get big enough or rupture or whatever, then they got to go under anesthesia. And as these guys get older, while old age itself isn't a problem, there's more things we find in these older dogs, and we got to be careful when we put them under anesthesia, you know, because they get heart problems and kidney problems and,
yeah, I'm not a
and things like that. So I would certainly seek out a Chinese medicine doctor.
I have one. That's how I got pregnant.
Oh, yes. Acupuncture is a great adjunct to assisting in pregnancy, conception.
I have tried everything, and six specialists told me I would never have a baby. Of course, my beautiful daughter's 25 now and starting her career. I consider it the greatest production that I've done in this lifetime. But, yeah, I did it with Chinese herbs and acupuncture, so I know the power of Chinese medicine, absolutely. So it never occurred to me. Thank you. I will get on that this week.
Is your daughter's name Gabrielle?
Yes, Gabrielle Stone. Uh-huh.
Was she in a film with you called The Elephant Graveyard?
Yeah, it's coming out. It hasn't been released yet. We only have one scene together. She stars in it with Billy Zane and Misha Barton, and I have a supporting role.
You have a supporting role to your daughter?
I'm passing on the baton to my daughter. She's very talented, so...
That's cool, though. When's that coming out?
It should be released this year. They're in negotiations with several people who are interested in releasing it right now. So,
you know, I got to ask you, too, going back to the beginning when we were talking about your life and all, I know you grew up, you know, in your childhood, in your family life, your dad was an alcoholic. So was mine. And, you know, I think people that live in a family of that type, you go through a lot of different things in your life. And it's interesting where I read a little bit more about you, where it made you who you were. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's you dealt with so much.
Everything that we experience in our lives makes us who we are. And we get to choose, is that a victim or is that somebody who creates their life from the lessons that life has given them? You know, I mean, I could tell my story where my dad was an alcoholic all my life and we were really poor and he shot himself through the head and I was never able to get, you know, my confidence back. But I didn't look at it that way. And a lot of that is because of the way I was raised against all odds in my family. And I said, okay, well, if that happened to me, I've got to take charge of my own life now and create it right now in this minute. That's what happened to me when I was 17, but right now is what counts, and what do I want to do with my life right now? And that's really what my book, Bright Light's about. It's about my journey as an actress and how I was built up and beaten down and taken advantage of and applauded. And, you know, my story is everybody's story. You've got to decide, are you going to exercise your free will and your power now or not? In every moment of your life, that's our choice.
And if
that's
people
where
want
our power comes from.
If people around the world or around the country want to talk to you, they can do that on your internet show. And it's imdwallace.com if they want to find out more information.
Yes. I have a show on the Awakening Zone Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and Thursday on Blog Talk at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. And, you know, the links and the phone numbers are there. It's an incredibly empowering community. And I'm so blessed to be able to do this work. And how interesting it is that in my acting career, you know, I've been studying film and fear and doing fear for almost 40 years now. And now in my healing work, I'm helping people move out of fear and empower themselves.
It's
and
interesting.
The two really go hand in hand. That's really what Grimm is about, is are you going to, you know, believe all of the old genetics and still hold all of the fears and still hold the prejudices, or are we going to expand out and be able to see a world where everybody can work together and intermingle together?
How did you get into the healing and helping people heal, you know, emotionally and move on with their lives? I just think that that's just such an interesting thing, especially, you know, while you say, you know, it goes, you know, with the acting kind of hand in hand. Yeah. How did that evolve?
Well, you know, I used to hear what I call the voice when I was a little girl, but I just thought it was my imagination. And then I started studying with Charles Conrad, who taught us in our acting really to channel. I didn't know I was channeling, but that's what he was teaching us. And then when my beloved husband, Christopher Stone, passed away suddenly, I just dropped to my knees, and I'd been very hurt in the business at that time. And I said, I don't want to be pissed off anymore. I don't want to be a victim anymore. I want a way that we can heal ourselves. And I think that those were the magic words. Within seconds, I heard the first message, which literally said, use the light within yourself to heal yourself. And I went, what the heck does that mean? And, you know, here I am 20 years later. I started taking the healing work into my acting studio. I had 80 people who just embraced it and said, oh my God, we're on to something here, and all our lives started to change. And
Dee, don't go away. I want to continue that. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Yeah. I'm not much of a reader, but I do wish I were more well-read.
There are so many great books coming out. I wish I could find a way to keep up.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well informed and catch up on your reading simply by listening. Audiobooks from Audible turn downtime into uptime. You'll be more productive and become well-read.
Now I'm able to catch up on all the great books I've been wanting to read.
With Audible, I feel smarter.
Pet Life Radio listeners, try Audible.com now and get your first 30 days of Audible Listener Gold Membership Plan free. And get a free audiobook. Choose from over 100,000 titles. To get this great deal, go to audibledeals.com. That's audibledeals.com.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
The music you're hearing in the background is music from Grimm. Don't forget, on Friday nights on NBC, you can watch the show Grimm. Support it. It's actually now going to be starring Dee Wallace, who's going to be on there playing Monroe's mother. So make sure that you check it out. you know, I didn't want to. When you commercial breaks come up, and then you got to go out to a commercial break. You know how that is. And you've been working in the business for so long, and I hated to cut you off, but I did. I didn't want to say goodbye in a very quick note. I just wanted to say I really appreciate you coming on to the program. I hope you come on more often. I'd love to stay in touch with you and see everything that's going on. And at any time, if you have anything to promote or, of course, talk about animals, we're here for you. So you know, keep us in your loop there. But I did want to say Grimm, NBC Friday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern time here in our area, and I'm sure based on wherever you live. But also, E.T., iconic movie. Congratulations on that. You'll be living forever and forever and forever, Dee Wallace. And congrats on 30 years, I understand, for Cujo. That's correct?
Yes. Can you believe it? I can.
30 years.
Classic Stephen King.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's actually my favorite film of all my career.
The amazing part about that, too, is like when he made Jaws and then everybody was afraid to go into the oceans. And then all of a sudden, here's Cujo and everybody was afraid to go near St. Bernard.
I know, but I can't tell you, as I travel the country, how many little Dachshunds are named Cujo.
Yep.
Well, you know what? It's the little ones. Actually, it was a Chihuahua. The first time ever, and this was like about a year ago, I saw two little Chihuahuas, and as I left the exam room, one of them came running across the room and bit me on my ankle.
Oh, yeah, they're
fierce
they're
little
like,
buggers.
They're out to prove that they're not little.
Yes, the Napoleon complex.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, congratulations on winning your 2012 Best Actress, the Hollywood Independent Film Festival Award for Fuzz Track City.
Oh, my gosh. You really have done your homework, haven't you?
I've studied you a little bit.
Thank you very much. And one of my things that I'm really proudest of is the big film festival in Sitges, Spain. I was given the award for my lifetime of work. And, you know, it's staggering to realize you've been in the business for 40 years and they're honoring you for a lifetime of work. I went, really? Am I that old?
Hey, you're still hot, Dee. I've been looking at you.
Well, I thank you, darling.
It sounds a little stalkerish, but it is true.
Hey, I'll take all the stalkerish comments like that I can get.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. We look forward to having you on again, and we look forward to watching you on Grimm.
Thank you, and everybody go out and love those little furry people. They support us so much in our heart.
Definitely.
Thanks, Dee. Have a great day.
Take care.
Bye.
That's Dee Wallace. You know her as an actress, a writer. Of course, she's around the globe. She's iconic for E.T., Cujo. I mean, she's worked with everyone that you can ever imagine, some of the top directors out there. And so, you know, definitely do your homework on her. And Linda, what was that, the website again to her?
I am Dee Wallace. IamDeeWallace. com.
She's worked with Peter Jackson, Wes Craven, Joe Dante, Stephen King, Blake Edwards. A lot of films out there, big career, and a wonderful woman. Really nice to talk to her. But we have our buddy on the line with us right now. His name is Jerry Grimek. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Hey, handsome John. How are you, buddy?
Doing good. We were just talking with Dee Wallace. You remember the show E.T. and Cujo and all?
Yes, yeah. You were just chatting with her. She's going to be on Grimm as well.
Yeah, she plays the mom, Monroe's mom. Next week, she said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what she said.
That is a great show. Oh, that's great.
Well, I wanted to find out. We got a couple minutes here, and of course, you know, it's coming up quick. We're going to be out in New York City on February 8th, broadcasting live from Hotel Penn for the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, and you are the doggy concierge that's going to be greeting everyone, correct?
You betcha. At Hotel Pennsylvania, we are the host hotel. We're considered the host hotel. We won the Pet Friendly Hotel of the Year Award, and we're welcoming you all with open paws.
We're looking forward to it, and of course, people want to book their rooms. Can they still book now?
Oh, yes. You know, we still have a few rooms left, and by all means, you know, I mean, we're New York's fourth largest hotel. We have 1,705 rooms. We're more than happy to accommodate everybody.
And it's right across the street from Madison Square Garden, which is very convenient, of course.
You betcha. And it's also, you know what, that's exactly it, John. You have, you know, the best of breed and the best in show shows and right across the street. So after a long day, it just makes it more convenient that you come right across the street to your room and you get to relax after.
That's, like, major important, especially when it's cold.
Oh, you bet, like in February, yes.
Yes.
And so many other great things right close by. Macy's is close by. It's a really good location. Location is key.
Centrally located, yeah. And then there's a lot going on.
We're welcoming you all. We're looking forward to it. I mean, it's great to have you all year after year, and it's become like a tradition for us, and we look forward to it.
It's a yearly event. We'll be broadcasting right there from the lobby, and we're going to have the webcams going and everything, so everybody will see all the dogs that are there, so all the show dogs will be there. And now there's going to be mixed breeds there, too, because Westminster, for the first year, it's making history. They're going to have agility trials now.
That's right. And they announced the new breeds just this week, actually.
Yep.
I don't know if you got a chance. There's like the Chinook and the Rat Terrier, and there's also the Portuguese Podengo Pequeno.
Yeah, we had David Fry on the show recently, and he was talking all about it.
Oh,
and
then, he's great. He is awesome.
We love David, and we love you too, Jerry. And, you know, everybody, if they're going to stay in New York, you've got to stay at Hotel Penn. That's where everything's going on. That's where you want to stay. It, like we said, centrally located. Everybody at Westminster is staying there. We're going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting live from there in the lobby of Hotel Penn. And, of course, there's a fashion show going on Friday, which I am walking in again this year. Big shout out to Ada and Greg, of course, that's putting on the show. And then there's all these other things, dog events going on at the hotel, like the spa and everything, right?
You betcha. We even have a Dog Writers Association conference and award banquet going on the Sunday. We have the dog spa. We have a Westminster lobby feed on the Friday. So every day there's something going on at the hotel.
So if people want to book a room, you can go to Hotel Penn, and that's P-E-N-N, hotelpenn.com. Or you can go to talkingpets.com, and all the banners are right there on the homepage. But there's also a toll-free number if people want to call. 1-800-223-8585, I believe that's the number.
You are right, Johnny.
1-800-223-8585. Book a room, stay at Hotel Penn. You'll get to meet us. Stop by, say that you listen to the show. We love to hear that. And we'll even sit you down in front of the mic. So check us out there at Hotel Penn. Coming up on February 8th, we're going to be broadcasting from there. But book your rooms now, of course. If you want to go check out Westminster, that is the place to do it. Hotel Penn. Jerry Grimek, as always, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you all. Talk to you soon.
Stay warm.
Thanks. You too.
That's Jerry Grimek, the doggy concierge at Hotel Penn. Again, hotelpenn.com. You can go to talkingpets.com or give them a call, 1-800-223-8585 to book a room. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Bobby Page.
And don't forget, check out Dee Wallace. She's going to be the mom. She plays Monroe's mom on Grimm coming up this weekend, Friday nights on NBC. This is Talking Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.